Hello, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and today we will be talking to experts about grilling safety tips to ensure you, your friends, and your family kick off the grilling season safely. I'm Amanda Cooper, and today in the studio we have DeKalb County Fire Captain and Public Information Officer, Mr. Eric Jackson. Today, Captain Jackson will be providing information to help ensure that you grill safely and responsibly. Captain Jackson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been long overdue, so it is great to be here with the family.
Well, Captain Jackson, you know it's always a pleasure to have you come and talk to us and give us more information about how we can be more responsible when it comes to preventing fires and heat exhaustion, especially during the summertime. Now, let's talk numbers. How many calls have the DeKalb County Fire Department have last year for fire-related incidents during the summer?
Well, our totals have not been tallied up for this point, but last year we were on our way to close to 90,000 calls. So we are rolling, literally. I mean, we are in the roadway every day, all night, all times of the weekend. And that's just what we do. And we're here to serve our community and to put out great safety information so that we can lessen the likelihood of our services having to be needed. So an opportunity like this to talk about these things is awesome.
Did you say 90,000 calls just in DeKalb County?
Oh, yeah. That was like for last year. So we still have yet to tally the numbers we have coming into this year. So DeKalb County is extremely busy. You know, for us to be a department of a little over 600 personnel, 26 fire stations, 270 square miles, and over 700,000 residents.
So when we talk about some of these calls, what are the issues that people are experiencing, especially during the summer months? And what's the quickest way to get the fire department? Now, from my understanding, if it's a non-emergency situation, people are encouraged to call 311. If it's a emergency life-threatening situation, people are encouraged to call 911. They have all these different systems. What's the quickest and most efficient way to contact the DeKalb County Fire Department? And what are some of the services that your department offers?
If you need any sort of emergency services, be it police, EMS, or fire, this is real easy. You got three numbers to dial. 911. You've got 911. We have it far advanced from having to dial your typical 7-digit number or 10-digit number. So 911 will make it happen. That'll get us there. But as it relates to the heat, especially coming into the summer months, the things that we tend to see quite a bit are heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. And one leads to the other that leads to the other. So heat cramps are when all of them, I think it's important to know, are due to exposure or overexposure to the sun or, to that matter, to tanning booths if you aren't careful. Because, again, that's heat. So heat cramps, overexposure to the sun or to the heat elements, and your muscles are starting to ache. They're starting to get a little sore. So typically you want to, in all three situations, you want to remove yourself from that environment. Heat cramps, you just want to kind of rub that area down. You want to rub that area down, and you want to drink some fluids so you can start replenishing what you've lost that's come out due to that heat cramp. Then there's another situation with heat exhaustion, and with heat exhaustion, you'll see things such as muscle cramps, dizziness. You'll see some mild confusion. Someone might be a little bit irritable. They'll have a headache. That's a little bit more exposure to the sun. So, again, you want to remove them from that area. You want to get them to where you loosen up their clothing. You want to make things a little bit cooler for them. And you want to apply wet towels to them and primarily to those specific areas that tend to be a little bit more exposed, like your face, your neck, your chest, and your limbs. And you want to make sure, of course, that you've activated 911 and you've got the paramedics and the fire department on the way. And you want to have them to have drinks, but you want to do so sporadically. In other words, you want to have them to do that every 10 to 15 minutes. The most serious of those is heat stroke. And with heat stroke, you're going to find that the person will have they'll have skin that's hot to the touch. And not that you'll have a thermometer right there, but their skin can heat up to upwards of 104 degrees. You will have some irrational behavior. They'll start hallucinating. You know, they'll start seeing things. You know, they'll start seeing ponies and stuff and stuff flying, pterodactyls flying in the air. Like, what are you talking about? You know, they're hallucinating. They're seeing things that aren't really there. Their breathing will be rapid. It'll be shallow. And they even in some cases, they can have seizures. They can develop seizures. So, again, you want to remove them from that environment. You want to get them to an area that's cool and out of the direct sunlight. Of course, you want to make sure that you've dialed 911 and have the fire department and paramedics on the way. Loosen their clothing. They will have, even though their skin is dry, their clothing will have been severely saturated in sweat. So you want to remove that sweaty clothing, and you want to apply those cool, wet towels, again, to their face, neck, those areas that have been exposed. And if necessary, you could put some ice in like a bag or wrapped in a T-shirt and put that up under their arms, in their armpits or around their waist or, in fact, in their growing areas, because theirs tend to stay covered most. So you think about your armpits, you think about your growing area, those areas in what you call your inguinal area. And those areas, again, tend to stay covered most of the time. And so it gets a little warm. So you want to keep those areas cool. So heat cramps, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. Those are things that we tend to see in the summertime. And also the elderly and our children are the most susceptible. So you want to keep an eye on them. So when you're out in the back barbecuing, when the sun is hitting just right and you have folks outside sitting in lawn chairs, you still want to keep an eye on the children for a couple of reasons. One, that they don't get too close to the grill, and two, that they don't wear themselves out playing outside, that they become overly exhausted. Same with the elderly. They may not be running around doing a lot of things, but you got to keep an eye on them because sometimes their regulatory measures dealing with their body systems don't always pick up always when it's super hot, or they may not be able to articulate, you know, hey, I'm getting a little heated, I need to get out of here. You got to keep an eye on them and be ready to move into a cooler area.
Wow, that's great information. I don't think a lot of people really understand the signs to look for to indicate if someone is having some sort of heat-related medical condition. And it's good to know that the fire department does address these type of concerns. And you've also made it very simple to let us know. We just simply need to call 911 to contact DeKalb County Fire Department and have them come out and take care of whatever concerns or calls that we have. So, you know, grilling is probably the number one pastime that a lot of people engage in during the summer months. And I know that there are a lot of fire safety tips that we can talk about in regards to how to grill safely. Before we kind of go into this, you know, I have to ask that need to know question. Does the DeKalb County fire captain grill? And if so, what kind of grill do you use? Gas or charcoal?
So the fire captain's got a charcoal grill at the house. I've done both. I do like the gas grill because I could fire it up real quick. It's not as messy. It will cook my food. It cooks it pretty good through and through, and I'm satisfied. I can come in and come right out and with no fanfare be done. However, I'm old school. You know, I was taught how to grill with charcoal, so I like shuffling up the charcoals and pouring them in there, using a little lighter fluid, lighting it off. Isn't that something? The firefighter likes lighting off the grill. Isn't that something? And so you get that little flame going, and then you can also throw in some wood chips to give it that little smoky flavor. You can close the top down, and all that meat and smoke and heat can marinate. All that can do that in the gas grill, but in the charcoal grill, it just tastes different. You know, the coals that you use, you can get hickory flavor. You can get regular flavor. So you got all, and you got the smoke. It's smoky and you're smelling like barbecue, you know. And, you know, you got the pictures and you got your barbecue hat on and you're just really feeling one with yourself with your charcoal grill. It's more authentic. It's like you're not really doing it until you're doing it with a charcoal grill.
Now, that's great. Even the fire captain loves to grill.
As long as you do it safely. And again, Captain Jackson enjoys grilling. EJ enjoys grilling. Eric enjoys grilling. Daddy enjoys grilling. So we all enjoy it. But again, safety is the key because, again, one trip to the emergency room, to the burn unit, will not only throw a serious damper on things, but it's going to cause a lot of pain, not only for the person that got burned, but for the family who perhaps may have witnessed it or now who has to shut everything down, pile in the car, and get to the hospital to care for you. So you just want to take those precautions.
So when we talk about safe grilling, I know some of the basic steps most people are familiar with, which are making sure that you're in a safe and clear area, at least 10 feet from your apartment or your house if you live in DeKalb County. I know that one of the safety precautions is avoid wearing loose clothing. Make sure that your clothing is tight. In addition, I know that checking the weather conditions to ensure that it's not super windy, that will help prevent the embers from flaring and flames from growing and spreading, especially if you're using charcoal. I know that it's also suggested that people have some available water around so that they can flicker out the flame just in case it kind of grows a little higher than they anticipated. Would it be safe to say that having a fire extinguisher around would be a great idea as well?
Having a fire extinguisher nearby is not a bad idea. Matter of fact, it's a great idea. And that's part of that preparation that you're having a discussion about. Hey, do we get some water or get some fire extinguisher? You know, if you get a fire extinguisher, it's going to put the fire out. But you know, preferably you won't have a fire to get that big versus if you use some water and the flame gets a little high, you can put a little water on it, dampen that fire down. It's not going to ruin your food. But if you use a fire extinguisher, you're going to put the fire out, but all that good meat and those hot dogs, oh, that's a wrap. So again, that conversation may be, well, let's have both. Let's have the fire extinguisher in the corner for a secondary means if we need to. An ounce of prevention can prevent an evening, a day, a week's full of heartache. Because if your house burns down, that's heartache knocking at your door because now all your possessions, a good number of them, have been destroyed.
Wow. I don't believe that most people generally think about the level of devastation that could occur by not being safe and responsible while grilling.
We don't want to be the bearer of bad news. We don't want to be the ones to discourage you from barbecuing. That's a fun, festive, family and friends kind of time. But we would not be doing our jobs, and I wouldn't be doing my job as a communicator and as a firefighter, to not put this information out there for your listeners to hear and to take action on. You know, once you've heard the information, then again, it's incumbent upon you to take the necessary steps. So if you don't have a fire extinguisher, you know what? Let me say something about that very quickly. Fire extinguishers are so popular now that every home should have one. They have little cute ones that look like little hairspray aerosol canisters. They have the mid-size ones that you can put in your car, and they just vary in size. And so really, there's no excuse not to have one. There's really no excuse not to have a smoke alarm in your home. There's really no excuse not to have a carbon monoxide alarm in your home because the smoke and the gases that come from a barbecue grill, as fun as it is, are products of combustion, are incomplete products of combustion, and are carbon monoxide. And it smells good, but that's nothing you just want to keep on sniffing because that's carbon monoxide, and that is poisonous. It's an odorless, colorless, tasteless gas within that smoke that you see. So you want to make sure that you have that alarm in place, you know, if not for barbecuing, for your furnace or for the gas stove or for whatever appliance that you have that's running your water heater. You know, you want to make sure that you have your carbon monoxide detector to detect carbon monoxide. You want to make sure you have your smoke alarm so that can detect any sort of smoke or flame that you may have in your home. And your fire extinguisher, so that if you have a kitchen fire or a fire in some area of the house, you've got an instrument, a tool that can help extinguish that fire.
That is some really good information. Can you please share the DeKalb County Fire Department's website as well as all of the social media handles?
Our website is www.dekalbfirerescue.org. That is www.dekalbfirerescue.org. And we have come up to date. We're doing social media, for which I am the administrator. For those that are listening, Twitter page, at DCFR Pub Affairs, Instagram, at DCFR Public Affairs, Facebook, at DeKalb County Fire Rescue Department, and we have our Snapchat page at the same address, DCFR Pub Affairs, along with our Flickr page, which is DCFR Public Affairs. So we are DCFR Pub and Public Affairs down, so you can come check us out and check out our postings and our safety messages that we have and any activities that we have coming up.
Well, Captain Jackson, thank you so much for sharing the DeKalb County's Fire Department website information as well as the social media handles so that everyone can stay engaged and connected and learn more safety information and events that you have coming up as well. Before we go to break, I'm going to ask you to share one of your best grilling recipes for people to enjoy.
I like to hook up my chicken. I like to hook up, put a little Dale's on it, a little salt and pepper. I do Mrs. Dash. That's right. I said it. I do a little Mrs. Dash, but it's, you almost can't tell. And we marinate the chicken, put it in the fridge, let it marinate for about 15, 20 minutes. And then I'll get on the vegetable side because, you know, mom's was, you know, meat, vegetables, you got to do it. So I'll get some asparagus and the yellow, some squash, and I'll put that on the grill, lightly season it a little bit, and get them a little spatula, get them a little turnover on that, and watch it smoke up. So that's just a little something with Captain Jack. And then I'll finish it off, AC, with my firehouse salsa. I'm not going to give it all to you, but I can tell you I'm using some cilantro, I'm using some onions, I'm using some tomatoes, and I'm using a little mix of salsa to pour together. I'll let that sit in the fridge for about 30 minutes and get my tortilla chips, and that's a wrap.
Oh yeah, that sounds absolutely delicious. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, real quick, before we go to break, can you provide us with the DeKalb County Fire Department's information again?
One more time before we close out. Facebook, DeKalb County Fire Rescue Department. On Twitter, at DCFR Pub Affairs. On Instagram, at DCFR Public Affairs. At Flickr, at DCFR Public Affairs. And that thing called Snapchat, DCFR Pub Affairs. Come talk to us. Share your information with us. Reach out to us. We want to engage with you. We know you want to engage with us. And thank you so much for having me.
Captain Jackson, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you here sharing this type of information with our listeners. We appreciate the time that you took to come out and get us fire and safety educated for the summer. We're going to take a quick break, and coming up next, we will be speaking with USDA food expert Luis Delgadillo, and he will be sharing some valuable information to ensure that your food is properly and thoroughly cooked and prepared during this grilling season. So we'll be back right after this break.